Welcome back to another episode of Something to Say with Kayla and Charlotte.
It has been a hot minute since we've done a podcast, hasn't it?
Oh, yes.
I mean, it's been over a year. I think I looked, the last one we did was March 15th, and we are at, today's April 19th, so 13 months since we've done a podcast.
Uh-huh.
So we don't know what the schedule's going to be, but we're going to come back to y'all and talk about different things like we did before.
This will be so much to talk
the
about.
Catch-up episode between season 3 and season 4. So, what all has been going on the past 13 months? Like, we have a lot to tell the people about.
Okay, so I actually have a list. We have so much. So
let's start at the top. I don't know if these are in chronological order, which it doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
So you just take the top and then we'll go from there.
All right. So last October, we had a huge family trip over my fall break, and that was to, drum roll please,
Disney World.
So it was my first time there. It was so fun.
So it had been, I was 10, the only time I'd been to Disney World. I was 10 and your dad was 5. So I don't think he remembered a whole lot. I don't really remember a whole lot about it myself. But we went and stayed in a cabin down there. I can't remember the name of the place. I'd have to look it
up. I think it was like,
I don't remember. It's fine.
Something cabins.
Some kind of cabin.
Yeah.
So that was fun. We did Magic Kingdom. We did all the parks. Animal Kingdom, Epcot, and what's the other one? What's the other park?
Hollywood
Studios.
Yep, Hollywood Studios.
I couldn't think. So, my favorite park was Hollywood Studios.
That was mine. Mine was Hollywood Studios, Magic Kingdom, Animal Kingdom, and then Epcot.
Do you like all of them were your favorite?
No, that was in order.
Oh, sorry.
My first favorite was Hollywood Studios. Second is Magic Kingdom.
Ah, gotcha.
And then Animal Kingdom and then Epcot. I didn't like Epcot as much because I didn't ride any of the rides.
Well,
I don't have as many rides there.
Well, I think, too, we didn't really go with a plan. I'm a planner, and we didn't really go with a plan. Sort of went with the flow, and I'm not the best at doing that. I still work on that today. But I think, and I wanted to be able to see you and the twins ride things too and spend time with y'all. And we could have went and rode, you know, bigger things, but, you know, it was a family vacation. So
we did that.
What else did we do? We went to Disney Springs one day and walked around. It was fun.
And Disney Springs.
You got the Dole Whip stuff?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and what was that? So was that your favorite thing that you got to eat there?
Probably, besides the churro. Oh, and by the way, something else that we did there, I just now thought of it. I went to the Bippity Boppity Boutique, and we also went to a Halloween party.
And the breakfast, remember we did the
Breakfast at Akershush.
Yeah, we did that. And then we met the girl, what's her name? The girl that signed your book, and she came to Dollywood, gave her Dollywood tickets from Norway.
She's from Norway, and she was our waitress.
She was really sweet. Yeah. I can't remember her name, but she came to Dollywood. I gave her a couple tickets, and she brought me a Mickey ornament, a Christmas ornament for my tree, and brought me some chocolate from where she's from.
Mm-hmm.
It was the best chocolate I ever had. But I got this, it was from the Werther store. They had this cookie.
Oh, yeah.
It was amazing. I can't for the life of me remember the name of it. It's been too long, but it was great. So that was Disney. What else? We stayed almost a week, and it was fun. Shout out to my friend Kim, who helped us get that booked and all that. If you need a person to help, let me know. I'll hook you up. What else you got, sister?
Next on the agenda is my twin siblings, Liam and Lennon.
Yeah.
They turned 1 July 1st.
Mm-hmm. They're almost 2.
Almost 2. That's how much has happened.
And they're walking everywhere, starting to talk. What else? So you got, they're almost 2. So what about Isla and Margot? Are they your other two little sisters?
So Margot turned 1 this March.
Yeah, she had just been born the last episode, I think, that we talked about.
She was like 1 or 2 weeks old. Mm-hmm. Well, let me think. Her birthday is the 9th.
Yeah, so she was just
She wasn't even a week. Yeah, she wasn't even a week because she was just 6 days old.
Mm-hmm.
And then Isla turned 2.
She's a cutie.
Last September. So.
And how's Sophie?
Good. She is going to be 8 August.
Right before you or right after you?
Yeah. And you're about, it was like 6 days after.
Okay. So you're about to turn 10. Mm-hmm. And you're in a 4th grade. How's 4th mm-hmm. grade going?
Good.
Do you like it?
Yep.
You just finished up with your TCAPS.
Uh-huh.
Did you do okay, you think?
Hopefully.
So you're done with that. You don't have to worry about that again until next year, I guess.
Nope. We have next week.
You got more?
Yeah, this week was just ELA.
Oh.
Next week is science and math.
Oh, gosh. I thought it was just this week.
Uh-oh.
Well.
Sadly not.
You'll do fine. And, you're a smart girl.
Shout out to my teachers, Ms. Russell and Ms. Archer. I know you guys might not listen to podcasts that much, but if you do,
you never know.
And if you are listening, thank you for just teaching me this year and getting me prepared for TCAPS and 5th grade. And I have a great school, and I'm excited for middle school. And
middle school.
Shout out to them.
Oh, you know what? My 4th grade teacher called me the other day. She actually texted me one day last week and asked if I could talk. And I was like, yeah, you can call anytime. So she called me the other night. She was my favorite teacher ever. So
is that the one that tells you happy birthday every year?
She usually sings me happy birthday on my birthday, so I have voicemails from her. So she was my favorite teacher, and we were her first class that she taught. Her name was Miss Hill, but she's married now. But I still call her Miss Hill. But yeah, that was kind of cool. I was telling her about you, and that I told you she was my favorite teacher because you're in 4th grade. So. Yeah. But anyway, what's next on the
list? Next on the list, I have, last August, I had a birthday party at the YMCA. So, we had it at the Aquatic Center there. And, if you don't know what that is, it is a, they have, like, a pool. They recently added a new one, 2-ish years ago. And then they have water slides. It's a whole bunch of really cool water things. The Aquatic Center at the YMCA. And
they have the indoor pool and stuff.
Yep, they have an indoor pool. I can't talk. Indoor pool. And they also have a little gym where you can work out. Uh-huh. So, yeah.
So, that's the 9th. What are you going to do for your 10th birthday? Do you know what your birthday is going to be?
I think I want to do, a Taylor Swift birthday party.
Oh, fun.
Speaking of Taylor Swift today, she came out with her new album, The Torture Poets Department. Yeah.
Have you listened to any of it yet?
I've only listened to one song, and that's, Something Something Toys. Okay. Boys Only Break Their Toys. Something like
I've listened to a few of them. I've not got to listen to the whole album yet, but.
And Taylor Swift, if you are listening to this, I swear I'm your biggest fan. Do you want to know a secret? If she has 100 fans, I'm one of them. If she has one fan, it's me. If she has zero fans, I'm dead.
No! Oh my gosh. You are a mess. But you're a Swiftie, right? Is that what you call yourself? But, so, her new album come out, and we watched the, we went to the movie.
Oh, yeah.
I took you to see.
I've watched it, like, 10 times at this point, honestly.
It came out on Disney Plus, yeah. And you watched it again. So that was
like
fun.
A lot of times.
Let's see, what else? Where's your list?
So, also, just a few days ago, we went to Nashville.
Oh, yeah.
And we went to a Bobby Bones $1 million show. So all of the money that got raised on that, for that show,
was donated.
She knows more about it, but it was donated to St. Jude.
To St. Jude. They had some kids there that were, had been treated at St. Jude and was just finished with treatment from St. Jude.
And then I think it was like a girl's big sister or something.
Yeah.
Had, whenever she was really little, had like some sort of
Brain tumor, I think.
Yeah, brain tumor.
So that was cool to see those kids and then know that, you know, our tickets went to a good cause. But they had some, the Raging Idiots played, which is a silly comedy band that we like.
There were also a lot of surprise guests. So there were, I think, Megan Maroney, Post Malone.
Post Malone was the big surprise at the end.
There was Sam Hunt, John Party, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There was Ian Munzik, Ben Rector, Nate Smith,
Matt Carney.
Yeah, Matt Carney.
I'm forgetting somebody. Lauren Watkins.
There's this guy named.
Are we talking about the rock one?
Yeah.
One of the surprises was a rock band. And I had no idea who it was, and
everyone was just standing up acting like they knew who it was, and we were just sitting there like, what the?
They did know who it was, and I looked at Charlotte, I said, do you know who these people are?
I'm just like, nope, don't ask me.
So, finally, I was able to Google some of the lyrics, because everyone else around us was standing up, and I figured out they're called Lit, they're a band named Lit, and I had never heard of them, because I listen to country music, really, is all I listen to. And they're from the 80s, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So, I didn't know who they were. So, we figured out who they were. They were a surprise. And then Turnpike Troubadours from Oklahoma was another surprise. But
yeah.
It was a good show.
It was really funny, though, because I think it was them. Bobby Bones' wife, Caitlin. I think announced them. I can't remember at this point. She announced them coming out, and they were not ready. It took them like five minutes to get out.
She said, "I don't know if they're ready or not. If they're not ready, it's going to be awkward."
Yeah.
And welcome to the Turnpike Troubadours, and then it took them forever to come out.
Yeah, it was. And we left early.
We left. I guess in the middle of one of Post Malone's songs.
No, he hadn't even started the song.
I think he was in the middle of the first one. They only got two. So he had started the one, remember?
Oh, yeah. And so, that was a really fun night.
And then the next day, we went to Wanna Spoon Cereal Bar in Nashville.
I'm sorry.
I'm going to let her talk about
fine.
It. This is going to be transitioned over to Charlotte's podcast,
I just get so excited. So, this is, what are we talking about? It's called Wanna Spoon. It's a cereal bar. They have like 10, 15 different types of cereal, and you can mix and match like two or three cereals, of whatever you want. And you get one topping. And then you get to pick your type of milk. And then you can also get a milkshake or ice cream if you don't want just cereal. So,
what did you get?
I got
Oreo.
It was like Oreo cereal and Cookie Crisps. So.
Did you get a topping on yours?
Yeah, I got the crushed up Oreos.
Yeah.
And then I got just 2%
milk.
So
I got the Queen Bee, and it had Cheerios, Cinnamon Toast Crunch,
and
granola, and honey, I think is all I had.
Yeah, and then
granola.
You got almond milk.
Yeah. So it's a cute little place. It was cold, so we didn't get to go outside and see all the fun stuff, but they do have a little picture op and stuff, so I shared it on my Insta story. I haven't been doing a whole lot on Facebook lately. I just really use that to work out on, which I'll probably start sharing if we start this back up regularly. I'll put that out there. But for regular posts, if you want to see, and you have an Instagram, feel free to follow me over there. I just don't do a whole lot on Facebook anymore. So, but yeah, we'll share that picture of the cereal bar place. But yeah, that was a fun trip, and we stopped at Bucky's. Lord, I don't even know how many
three times.
Every time we stopped at Bucky's.
I don't think we stopped anywhere else.
I don't think we did either. We stopped in the one in Kodak going up there. And
Crossville.
Kodak's one by Sevierville.
We did Sevierville.
Well, that's Kodak. Same thing.
Yeah. Okay. And then we did Crossville
twice. Yeah. On the way back.
So, yeah. And,
But that's been pretty much our year. Is there been anything else we've missed?
So, well, the next thing I wanted to talk about was, can't remember when this was at this point, but at school I attended a talent show with a few of my friends.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to say names just because.
So what was your talent show? Like, what did you do?
So we did a play, and it was called Princess Mimi Saves the Day. So I was a narrator, and a few of my friends acted. And I just want to give a shout out to them because they all worked really hard. They told me every single day, last night after school, I practiced my parts. I practiced doing my movements. That just made me really happy because I'm someone who sort of like organized the play, and it was just really fun to work with them and perform in front of my school. My Nana did come, and she said it was good.
I'm sure it was. I had to work, or I would have been there. I couldn't.
And then my mom would have definitely come, but she was in Asheville on a honeymoon. And so,
white honeymoon.
Yeah. And then they're doing their real honeymoon sometime in like the summer.
Okay.
So, yeah. And then I have one last thing to talk about. And then I have just a few riddles and a fun fact for you guys.
Have you taken over my pod? You've taken over my pod.
We didn't say that.
Okay, what else? Go ahead.
So, this is just really short. Last December, for Christmas, I got a new phone.
She did.
I get to text all my family members, my cousins.
She can text her KK or call her KK anytime she wants, pretty much.
And I'll say, hey, I want to do another podcast.
She did. Last time she called me, she said, hey, can you bring your podcast stuff over? Because we've not done one of those in a while. I'm like, yeah, it's been over a year, actually. So here we are. It's been a fun year. I turned the big 4-0. You're going to turn the big 1-0 this year.
But do you know what the good thing is?
What?
I can just flip it backwards and I'll be 1.
Well, yeah. That's true.
You're 4.
There's no going backwards from here, unfortunately. But it's been a fun, pretty fun year. We've not really done a lot of Dollywood lately. We'll have to go, hopefully. We didn't do the fall because we were at Disney. We did do Christmas.
I did recently go.
You did go with Mama.
With my mom, Daniel, Sophie, Ida, Margot, and Daniel's mom comes from London.
Mm-hmm.
She came.
So that was fun. I bet that was fun.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah,
you got one of those fancy cups. She got a Sprite, and it didn't have the syrup in it.
Oh, no. It was just like water.
I did that before at Chick-fil-A.
Oh, no.
That's why I'm scared to go to Chick-fil-A anymore.
Chick-fil-A.
But it's Sunday. I want fast.
Now we're singing.
I had Benson and Boone stuck in my head all day.
Yeah, I forget where somebody I saw post on social media said, if you've not listened to this guy, you need to. So I went and downloaded his stuff. He's pretty good. I'm trying to think. There's music-wise, I listen to new music, but I've been listening to a lot of podcasts lately, so. But anyway, so is there anything else that you can think of we need to talk about?
Not
I think
really.
We've covered a lot. We've been going for quite a while now.
Yep.
So,
and then,
like I said, we don't know what this schedule will look like. But we will do our best to get at least a couple of these out a month. And Charlotte has
2 riddles and 1 fun fact.
And then if you have any that you would like for her to read, we did have a few people last couple of seasons ago, I think, send in some riddles or jokes or something.
Yeah.
And so she enjoys getting that stuff. Or fun fact, whatever, send it to us and we'll have her read it for you on the
and
podcast.
2, it could even be like maybe a story about your life or something that you want like other people to know. I'll be happy to read anything.
Or if you have any questions you want us to answer. Any
we
crazy,
totally.
Silly questions, we can do that too. So.
And then we'll try to get back up on the games soon, probably.
Oh, yeah. We
used to play a lot of games.
Yeah, we gotta get our mojo back, so we'll get there.
All right, are you ready?
Ready.
So, a rooster lays an egg on the roof. What side does the egg fall down?
A rooster lays an egg on a roof. What side does the egg fall down?
There's only one right answer.
I guess whichever the way the wind blows.
Nope.
I don't know.
Nowhere. Roosters don't lay eggs.
Oh my gosh.
All right. Now.
Yes, you're right. That was a good one.
Now, how do you get out of a classroom?
You just get up and walk away.
Stop imagining.
You can't get out of a classroom. It's the law to go to school, isn't it?
Yep.
It's about like work. Well, yeah, you gotta. Well, it's not the law.
You don't have to.
It's true.
But if you have a job,
if you want to pay your bills, you have to work.
You have to work. That's like Uncle Sam. He says, "I want you at work." I just thought of one more shout out. So on the way, not shout out, comment. So on the way back from Nashville, we found this podcast that is really good for kids. That's pretty much all we listened to on the way back for like 4 hours.
Mm-hmm.
So there are these episodes. It's called I think it's called But Why?
Yeah.
And so there is...
they have like different topics, right?
Yeah, so you can send in questions to them. And they'll answer them and, like, talk about them. So, like, one of them that we listened to was, how did dinosaurs become extinct?
Mm-hmm.
Or how did people keep their food cold in the olden days? Or,
like today,
why does a pig oink? And we actually found out that in, like, Spanish or something, a frog says, quack. And then we said, so if a frog says, quack... Then a duck says,
ribbit.
Ribbit.
Yeah, that was fun. That was a funny episode. So today's episode that they put out is how do crocodiles chomp? So it's a fun little, just facts that you might not ever think of or questions you might not know the answer to that, you know, for kids and stuff too, which I enjoyed it myself, so.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah,
But if you do have any, were you done with your fun facts?
Yes.
So, if you do have any fun facts or would like to just say hello, send us an email. We have an email specific to the podcast. It's somethingtosaywithkayla@gmail.com. Feel free to message me on the social media. And we will be back very soon with season 4. Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Thanks for joining us.